another Robert E. Callahan story of historic Indian trails, told by the old trapper.
This is the old trapper talking, folks, away down in Pennsylvania. How do you like this country, Nancy?
Oh, I like it, Uncle Luke. I love the scenic beauty of these woods. Why, I never knew Pennsylvania had such native beauty.
Well, I guess most people think of Pennsylvania as a state of factories, coal mines, and a lot of Quakers wearing broad-brim hats and black coats like William Penn. Well, you know, wonderful people.
This country was once the home of William Penn, wasn't it?
Yes, and William Penn made and kept the only treaty ever known to be kept among the Indians.
Well, what tribe of Indians lived in Pennsylvania in his day?
Why, the Delawares mostly, but of course there were a lot of other Indians in this part of the country. They all lived around here in different parts.
Oh, it's a lovely place. You couldn't have selected a more beautiful place for our camp.
You know, Nancy, I got a big surprise for you.
Oh, what is it, Uncle Luke? Come on, tell me.
No, just wait a minute. No, don't get in a hurry, you know. Have you got the microphone all connected so the folks can hear us talking?
Oh, yes. The technician has everything all set up. And I guess your radio fans can almost hear that bacon frying.
Here's a nice brown piece. You like this over here?
How about breaking a couple of eggs in there for me?
Oh, you only get one egg today, you know,
Nancy. I'm hungry.
No, just one egg. Maybe tomorrow you get two eggs.
All right.
I bet it makes them folks wish they were out here seeing that bacon and them flapjacks turn brown. Gosh, don't they look darn good?
Oh, it makes me so hungry, Uncle Luke, to look at them.
Me too.
Oh, look. There's a canoe coming down the river.
Yeah?
It's an Indian chief.
It is.
Is that your surprise?
Yep. Well, I ain't going to tell you all, but, you know, that fella is a descendant of Powhatan in the days of Pocahontas.
Oh.
Take a look through these glasses here. You get a good look at that.
Now I see him real good. Oh, but he's handsome. Such lovely black braids.
Fine-looking fella. Sure is.
Healthy skin, too.
Yes, you bet. All Indians look that way out here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, he's going to come down here to sing for you today,
Nancy. Oh, Uncle Luke, you're a dear. Say, while he's coming this way, why not tell the radio folks who made the first canoe?
Well, now, that wouldn't be a bad idea, I guess, Nancy. A lot of people may differ with me about the Indians, but I always heard, and the Indians out in this country say, that the Delawares were the first to make canoes. You see, the Indian canoe was not just a little boat to use while duck hunting and leave it out in the sun or tulis to dry and rot like a lot of white folks do, but the old canoe was a work of art, and it was treasured by the Indian. Matter of fact, all the Indians out here made canoes, fine canoes.
Well, how did the Indians make their canoes?
Well, the first step was a sacred song to the forest.
Mm-hmm.
Before making a canoe, the canoe maker sang to the forest, and then he went out to select a birch tree, free of knots, and after he got the tree, he had his wife and sister walk around the tree about four times, chanting with each step. Nice chant, man. lovely chant, Nancy. It's kind of soulful, you know. Ain't they pretty birds, though? I always like birds, you know. Flying all around that fella here, too.
What did he sing that song for?
Why, that was a canoe chant, Nancy, to keep evil spirits from crossing the sacred ground around the tree.
Well, how did he cut the tree down?
Well, the Indians made a fire around the trunk of the tree, and after burning a circle, they would hack the charred part off and then rekindle the fire. Now, pretty soon, they'd repeat the fire, and after a while, they had the fire eaten clear through the tree, and it fell.
Oh, I see.
Now, after the tree was down, Nancy, the Indian would clear the tree of the branches with a stone hatchet. And then with a sharp rock or wood wedge, he would split the tree in half. And, of course, with the aid of a fire and a sharp-pointed rock, it didn't take him very long to carve out the bed of the log into a canoe.
Well, it must have taken a long time to make one.
Well, time didn't mean nothing to the Indian, you know. Time was his own. No one to watch or punch a clock like a lot of folks do these days, and you know, he was working as he felt, and he took all the time he wanted. Never in a hurry, and of course, that is why he was always strong and in perfect health.
Well, yes, Uncle Luke. Everybody nowadays would be a lot better off if they quit trying to build a golden rainbow around the world in 2 days. Nobody does anything perfect by working like they're trying to put out a fire.
Well, that's right, Nancy. You know, to hurry and scurry and worry, well, it makes more people lose their health and commit suicide than any one darn thing in American life.
Why do so many business people work that way, Uncle Luke?
Oh, I don't know. Trying to get rich, you know. To get 1 million, they want another million, and they're always trying to get ahead of some other fella.
But I believe, like you do, people can't take anything with them when they die.
Well, a lot better to have peace of mind, don't you think?
Mm.
You know, people would be a lot happier, Nancy, if they would quit trying to get rich. But look here, you know, we just about to get off our subject, Nancy. Folks will think I'm getting to be a preacher.
Well, that's what you should be, Uncle Luke.
Now, Nancy, a lot of things you say are all right, but, you know, I ain't no preacher, and I'd much rather live on the old Indian trail. There ain't no use in being what you can't be. And nothing can make a fella feel better than living close to nature and a moonlight ride in some Indian canoe. Listen. You know, that's the bluebird chant.
Isn't it beautiful?
Fine-looking fella, though. I can't keep from thinking about the way he stands out there in that canoe.
Look at the birds following him.
Why, they're flying all around him. One of them about light on his head. Beautiful bluebird. Look at that one. That's a beautiful bird.
Oh.
Golly. Oh, golly. Kind of sound like he.
Well, he ought to be here pretty soon.
Oh, no, quite a bit, you know, Nancy. He's got to come clear around that bend in the river. But you will like the canoe, too, you know. He makes a good canoe.
Say, where were the better type Indian canoes made?
Well, in the days of Powhatan, you know, the Penobscot Indians made some fine canoes. And so did the Delawares. And matter of fact, way out in Washington, the Siwash and the Puyallup make good canoes. And the Alaska Indians also make them, and they paint all their canoes.
Well, how and why did Indians paint their canoes?
Well, they used native dyes made from berry juice, salt, root, and herb. And they also cut symbols in each side of the canoe.
Identification mark, I suppose.
Well, yep, that was the story of some chief or some important event.
Well, doesn't most all of our modern paint come from some formula made by the Indians?
Oh, yes. It comes from the Indian farmer, you know, long before the white man came.
Do you believe the Indians were the first race on Earth?
Well, I guess I do, Nancy. A lot of travelers think the same way, too. You know, all you gotta do is look at some of the things found in ancient Indian ruins. The relics and the symbols in those places can be traced back far beyond white habitation.
Oh, look, there's the canoe now.
Oh, that's him coming.
Steve.
I know he'll be there pretty soon, you know.
Isn't he handsome?
That's Wacopa Red Tree. A real Indian, Nancy, who has attended the white man's school, but who is never so happy as when out here in the native beauty of Pennsylvania.
He's coming right into the bank.
Oh, Wakishne Yako, no, of course,
Nancy. No, it's Asher.
Wakishne Yako, oh, Mosiki, Nancy Lee, my friend.
Yako, it's Asher.
Hakula.
Okay.
No.
Do you want to stay?
Yeah, no.
Oh, I'm real proud of this moment.
What'll
I say, Uncle Luke? I don't know what that means.
Well, Nancy, he bestows upon you a new name.
Oh, really, Uncle Luke? Really?
Yes, the name of a beautiful maiden in the days of Pocahontas. Okima. Okima.
What does it mean?
A blue bird sunrise. Toy castel roco ne caste.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Chief. Oh, I shall forever remember this day. It's been a very happy one. And I shall never forget you, Chief Wacopa.
And you know, Nancy, what's more, Bluebird Sunrise means Okima, and Okima will bring you good luck, because it's Indian name, good luck. This is the old trapper saying, Haukula, yo-ho, yo-ho.